GM of the Edmonton Eskimos, pulled off a trade today with the Montreal Alouettes as the Eskimos have sent veteran receiver Fred Stamps to the to Montreal in exchange for a young receiver with only 2 years experience, 24 years of age, 6'4", 205-pound Mr. Stafford. Ed, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Jay?
I'm doing well. This trade really can't come as a surprise, I think, to anybody who's being paying attention. Fred Stamps himself said at the end of the season he thought he had played his last game. You know, there's a lot of Eastern teams that were looking for a veteran receiver. Did you have other teams acquiring about the services of Fred?
No, when I went through discussions, it primarily was about trying to put, get the best deal for the Edmonton Eskimos in this, but also, we have a ton of admiration for Fred, for what he's done with the organization as a player, in the community, and looking at the landscape, just trying to find a place where he fit in, and there was an opportunity, for him to, not only have a chance to play, but a place where he could have a chance to, to compete. Fred has, aspirations of wanting a Grey Cup and competing for a Grey Cup. So, we want to do our best to put him in that position.
What are you getting in Stafford?
Excuse me. Stafford, we're getting, some experience. He's big. He's athletic. He's fast. Has good hands. Runs good routes. Has ability to be a deep threat in this league. And, he's hungry for an opportunity. Just watching him over the last couple of seasons, just on and off, I think he's the kind of guy that, given the right situation, he can flourish. And I think, our team is is an up-and-coming team. We're continuing to build our roster and improve and trying to provide, Mike Riley and our offense with the kind of weapons that it's required to, to take the game to the next level. So I think, in Kenny and having a chance to talk with him over the last couple of days leading into this, he was excited about the opportunity to come to Edmonton, excited about being in a place where he had a chance to come in and compete. And, he's going to come in with our group, and then we'll see where it goes.
He's a big body, Ed. Does he bring you the deep threat speed that your organization needs?
Well, he brings us, that's what we're hoping, that he, he has that. I mean, he definitely can run. He can get down the field. He has, enough experience to understand the league, concepts on how the game works. The games that he's been in, he's had chances to flash. Early in the season, he was Montreal's leading receiver before their guys got back. We want to have that ability to get down the field. And Kenny definitely has that ability.
Interesting how you mentioned he knows the league and how to get down the field, right? Because it's not just about having a fast guy. You need a fast guy that understands how to run routes and also how to adapt to the CFL game out of college.
That is exactly right. And I think, that's where the development comes when players are practicing, they have opportunity to play, whether they're playing as a starter or whether they're coming in, filling in for the guy that is down for that week. That's valuable experience that these players get. And every opportunity that we've seen watching Kenny Stafford on film, he's made the most of it. Now, he has, limited film as far as, years played. But I think, just as when we went out and gave, Mike Riley the opportunity to come to Edmonton, there are players out there who have ability. They just need opportunity and a stage for it to shine on. And that opportunity is here. There's no guarantees that he's going to be the guy, but he has the opportunity to come in and compete and do those things. And if he brings everything that we've seen and things that he's done during his short career, sky's the limit for him as far as his opportunity.
Ed Hervey, GM of the Eskimos, joins us, pulls off a trade. Fred Stamps going to Montreal. Kenny Stafford is now a member of the Eskimos. Ed, I'm assuming based just on seniority and stuff that this gives you some flexibility cap-wise as well.
I never get into the discussion of the cap. I mean, that's not what this trade was about. This trade was about improving our football team. You know, we feel like we just got better today with this trade. But also, we had a very well-respected player that we respect here, you know, putting him in a position where he has a chance to continue his career. And I want to thank Jim Popp for that opportunity to, work with him on this. But as far as our football, our season is concerned, you know, everything we do is to, you know, improve our football team. And, we feel that way even with this trade. You know, we understand that, you know, there's a lot of name value with Fred, and he has a few years left in the tank. And Fred definitely has, a tremendous amount of ability. But, you know, just the way things have, you know, the year and talking with Fred and just kind of going through the entire situation, you know, and I'm sure that he will agree that this is the best move for both sides, for him to continue his career and play at a high level and get a fresh start, and for the Edmonton Eskimos to, turn the page, go in a new direction, and give an opportunity to, another player and move on.
Ed, where are you at negotiations-wise with Matt O'Donnell? Are you going to get him signed before free agency?
You know, time will tell. You know, we're all in negotiation. Everyone's basically trying to get onto an NFL team. So, we can't compete with the NFL when it comes to what the opportunities that they have. We have to wait and see when the NFL decides that they want someone or doesn't want them, and then we become important again.
So even O'Donnell's a guy who's looking at – now, based on your experience, Ed, with guys and their NFL aspirations, when do they know if the door's closed for this year or not?
When the phone stops calling. So, you know, pretty much that's it. I mean, you know, guys going into free agency, they have ample time. All it takes is one team to call you and to continue to call you. And if there's a team that calls you, that's the opportunity, and players and the agent will strike while it's hot. So we got to give them that opportunity, that time. Matt knows what we feel and, how we want him back. And, you know, we've been in discussions, and I'm very confident that, with all things being equal, that he will return. But, again, stranger things have happened. But if an NFL team offers him a contract, you know, my guess is that he will take it like most players would.
Yeah, no, I can understand that for sure, just from the financial reasons more than anything else. I don't want to ask, you're confident then that Matt O'Donnell would not be lost to another CFL team?
I mean, again, that could happen as well. You know, I'm not in the mind of the player, but I do know that the talks that we've had have gone really well between me and his representatives. And but again, it's this NFL opportunity that has come up that has been somewhat of a fly in the ointment, so to speak. But we just got to wait for that. You know, when the NFL is involved, it basically throws a monkey wrench in your plans. Just speaking realistically. But as far as everything else is concerned, as I said, you know, feeling confident, meaning that. I think we're as competitive as anyone out there could be, and then given all things being equal, I think we should be in the front seat. But, you know, again, you never know. A player may want to go be close to home. You just never know.
Ed Hervey, GM of the Eskimos, joining us. Ed, the free agent market this year does actually have a few other CFL offensive linemen. So are you confident that if – by some chance O'Donnell doesn't come back, that there's other options you can explore, so you're not going to have a big hole in your O-line?
We are very aware of who's available, but as you know, they have to get to free agency. Teams are working extremely hard to keep their players as well. But any player that becomes available during free agency, and based on where we are with our current free agents, we'll make the decision at that time. But as it sits right now, we have a list of guys that potentially we would, we'd go after that we have some interest in. But as you know, I'm not overly interested in going out and getting big name guys to fill our team for the sake of doing it. You know, it's always a role that we expect people to come in and play and allow us to get to the next level. But we also feel good about the guys that we currently have that are heading to free agency, we believe that we can win with those guys. It's just a matter of timing, and when we get to that point, hopefully, you know, we can get all things squared away, make our announcements, and get prepared for the season.
When you, you've had some time now to step away since the season ended and likely recharge your batteries, Ed, obviously your organization took a big step forward from where you were the year before. What do you think you need to do then to take the next step and get to the Grey Cup?
Again, we just got to continue to improve and remain consistent at what we're doing. And, you know, you need a little luck, you need a little health. And, you know, players come in and some players, you know, meet the expectation, and we need players to exceed expectation. But we're very confident in the guys that we have. With today's move, you know, again, we want to see everyone step up. But, I mean, looking forward to seeing, you know, Devin Bailey in his second year and Shamar Chambers when he comes back from his injury, and Nate Cohorn. We expect those guys to step up. And I'm pretty sure that they feel that today with the move. And we expect all the guys on the other side of the ball and our entire roster as a whole to not be satisfied with the quote turnaround, but, you know, stay hungry, remain hungry, and, you know, continue to work hard to take it. So it's going to be a collective effort, but consistency is the thing that we strive for here, we look for out of our players, out of ourselves. And that is what we'll take in the 2015 season.
Now, I know you're doing a lot of scouting. You probably watch the NFL games. Who do you like this weekend?
I mean, now that the Cowboys are out, Seattle is the team that seems to be the one that's playing the best. And, I guess I'd like to see the Colts get there, but it looks like the Patriots and the Seahawks are in a collision course. And in that game, I always root for the NFC, so I would root for the Seahawks.
So, yeah, because you're a Cowboys fan, so your guys, well, it's always the NFC over the AFC. So that likely means you've never rooted for Brady or Manning.
Never. Not in the Super Bowl. No. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see how they match up. But I think, I think we're all kind of excited to see what Seattle can do if they can repeat, and what better way to see if you can repeat to go against Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, who arguably have been the greatest duo in the last, 10, 15 years here in the NFL. So be interesting.
And you know what? It's funny. The only two teams that have had the same coach, the same quarterback, OC and DC, have been Green Bay and New England over the last 3 years in football, Ed. Talk about the continuity factor and how important you feel that is for your organization moving forward, not to be making a lot of changes to any area of your coaching staff.
And that's exactly the point that has been raised, throughout this process, is that the teams that tend to have the most success are the ones that remain consistent and that can hold on to, their coaches, their scouts, the core players, and maintain a consistent philosophy. And that's important to what we're trying to achieve here in Edmonton. And you look at not only in the NFL, but you look across most colleges and in the CFL, the teams who have had consistent management and coaching are the teams that are always competing. And that's something that we're pushing to do here, and we've taken the steps in the right direction to do so. So it's extremely important.
And always good to catch up with you. Appreciate you making time on short notice after making the deal for Fred Stamps. So what's the are you doing any? Obviously college ball's over now. I guess you just start preparing for the CFL draft. Is that priority number one now? Or are you taking some time off?
No, I was just got back from Los Angeles. I was at the NFL PA Collegiate Bowl scouting those players over there, and just drove back to Vegas this evening, and getting ready to make my way back to Edmonton. We have we're going to go out to Winnipeg for the Coach of the Year luncheon that's being held out there, and yeah, it's pretty much getting ready for free agency. Again, and the draft, just those things. Just continue to look at our roster, find ways to improve, And, you know, we may be a few more things coming up here in the next little bit in regards to our roster. And, again, we're just going to keep plugging away. We have our workout camps that the guys are hard to work at. And, you know, we're scouring the, you know, North America looking for, you know, the next player that can come help us, you know, win a game or two. So, you know, we're hard at work. We're pushing ourselves to be better than we were. And it's a good group to work with. And, you know, I'm really excited about, you know, what's ahead and above everything. And, you know, the moves that we make, so although some can be unpopular at times, are to improve our football team. And, you know, we take great confidence and great pleasure in knowing that we're doing the right thing for our organization to improve the team. So, I mean, we'll see where everything takes us, but we feel good about it as of today. You know, we feel like we got better today.
Ed, thanks very much. Have a good weekend.
No problem. Thank you, Jay. Talk to you later.